This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, January 31st. God's word to you today is insist on it. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verses 13 to 14, and it says, "You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. Can you stand to be blessed? Many of us are afraid to step into what God has for us. Caleb said, bring it on. Bring on the promises of God. Can you stand the backbiting and the wave of jealousy? Joshua 14 verse 12 says, so give me the hill country that the Lord promised me. Caleb stood and demanded that God's promise to him be fulfilled. You need to stand and demand that God's promises to you be fulfilled. In Joshua 14, we see that every other tribe of Israel got their portion of land through Lot, divine Lot. But Caleb demanded for his own, and this is a big deal, huge. What Caleb did is a big deal, and I will explain. While everyone was waiting to see what will happen and to see what hand life will deal, while everyone was waiting to see if they would be favored or if they would get married or if they will have children, while everyone else was waiting to see if they would get a great job, waiting to see if they will fulfill destiny, Caleb said, I will fulfill my destiny. In fact, this is my destiny. Give me this mountain. Bring it on. Caleb insisted because he knew that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. This is Psalm 119 verse 89 from the King James Version. God promised. Caleb insisted on what God had promised. What has God promised you? Insist on it because forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You have to insist on what God has promised you. For some, God has promised you twins. You have had a boy and a girl, but the twins have not come yet. Insist on it. You should say to God, bring it on. We need to get this because it is very important. Whatever God says to you, insist on it. Insist on what God has promised you. This is why seasons of fasting, prayer, praise, and vigils are so important. There are seasons where we focus on God's promises, insist on what God has promised, and you place a demand on heaven for what God has promised. You show up before God, and we remind him of what he has said, and we refuse to back down. Have you heard the Holy Spirit laugh? I have. We were having a conversation about John 14, verse 13 to 14. I was meditating on the word, and I needed to get into the reality of this promise. I had a question on my mind, and the question was, can I trust God's word? Can I put my life on the line for God's word? I said to him, excuse me, sir, I have a question. When Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, did anyone put a gun to his head and force him to say it? I said, I really want to know if Jesus said it under duress. Did anyone threaten him before he made this promise? Jesus said we should ask anything in his name. So why will he not answer? Tell me, I need to know. I was just a small boy talking to my father and sometimes ask silly questions. But I needed to understand God. Is your word dependable? The Holy Spirit started laughing really hard. And that was the end of the conversation. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. Standing on the promises, I shall not fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.